outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our show. It's your show also.
I was like, where are you going with that? Welcome to our show. Our, not yours.
It is Thursday, August 23rd. We're here back with you, and we've got two interviews coming up today.
Yes.
And
both charities.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Something actually, like that. Everybody's raising money these days.
Well, the one guy that I had talked to, I found him actually on LinkedIn, and he had sent me a message on LinkedIn, and he was talking about, you know, how the rainforests are, so many are being damaged and everything and being taken down. So he started something with the Bamboo Project, which is really cool. That I think is really neat.
Okay.
And then,
so ask him all about it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. And then we're going to have Dennis Franz, of course, the famous actor from NYPD Blue and Hill Street Blues and so forth. And he's got something that he's working on as well. So we're going to talk to him in a little bit. And I'm excited about that.
Cool.
Always like celebrities. So are you going to go to the Republican convention?
No.
No.
My parents are.
In Tampa? Are they really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, my mom actually does a lot of PR for them.
Really?
So I don't know if she'll do the one that's actually it's in Tampa. It's not far from where they are, but who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, we live near D.C., the other house. Right. So when we're in D.C., she does a lot of their stuff. But I don't know if they're involved this year, actually. So I don't know.
Well, it's happening in Tampa. They say Tampa is the lap dance capital of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So they're talking about strippers and stuff. I don't know. It just got that that reputation, I guess. But they're saying it's not like they have the most strip clubs. It's just that, you know.
And why is it the lap dance?
That's what they're known.
I'm
I don't
so
know.
Confused.
Don't ask me all these things. That's just what it's called. Well, all it means is that there's going to be a lot of people going to dance clubs, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm not crazy about strip clubs, although I haven't been in a while. You know, maybe I should try it out. You know, I'm sure they have some interesting things on the poles that they do. I'm looking at pictures here.
I've been recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is it. It's the same old, no matter where you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Same shit.
What do you
girls.
Like topless or fully nude?
I mean, it just depends. I mean, that's the thing, because you want to be able to drink, you
right,
know?
Yeah.
So I will say that I went to this place in Arizona, and they were just topless. But they had to wear, Arizona law, they had to wear nipple covers.
Pasties?
Nipple covers.
Right.
Yeah, and they were, or no, they, I'm sorry, it was paint. Silver paint over the nipples.
Really?
It was very weird. We were like, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell is that for?
I don't know. And I will say, no matter what, she gave me a lap dance, and it was a little more than a lap dance.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. You're so fucking wild.
Doesn't matter where you go, if they're clothed or not, they're still whores.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much, yes.
But well, I'm sure they'd beg to differ, you know. But many of them are in porn as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's not call them whores. They're on camera. What can I say?
I don't care. Well, if they're on camera, they're not.
Yeah, I think they say if they're on camera, they're not hookers, you know.
No,
I don't know.
It's their job. But if they're not on
but
camera,
but hookers, that's their job too, you know.
Yeah, you're a whore. Yeah, but if you're on camera, you're being paid shit ton of money for it.
So what? I mean, there's hookers. That, you got to remember, not hookers are on the street. You know, there's some really high-priced whores out there. You know, and brothels and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know much about whores, to be honest with you. I haven't gone, but I like to read about, like, I've been reading about the sex industry and stuff. It's very
really?
Interesting. Yeah. And, you know, plus talking to a lot of people in the industry. You know that there's a breakout of syphilis in the...
What?
Yeah, in the porn industry right now. So they're shutting down production for a while. That's what
is disgusting.
Yeah. We have a host that that does a show on there, and he's in the industry.
Oh, yeah.
And
we had him on here, night, Lexington Steel.
No, but we have James Bartley as well, and he has a show. And he told me last night that they're probably going to shut down a little bit of what's going on, you know, just so it doesn't spread.
Do you get rid of syphilis?
Yeah, I think you can, yeah. But this guy, I guess he's just like he failed. What he did is he changed the test results or something. Because, you know, they're required to go through tests, I think, once a month or something. So
he changed the test results, some guy?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, so he could continue working, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, this guy will never work again. I mean, why would you be so fucking stupid to do that?
I would sue the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Deliberately infect people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, I mean, people are fucking crazy. And
this is going to sound stupid because they don't wear condoms. So I guess that's why they catch all this shit, right?
Well, they sometimes they do wear condoms. And I think the city now is forcing them to do it. I don't know where they stand with that.
Right.
But. You know, they claim that, you know, people that watch pornography don't want to see condoms. But at the same time, I think there are many movies that do have condoms in them.
Right.
Yeah. It depends on the actors, I think.
We don't want to see condoms. I mean, I'm going to say right now, I wouldn't want to. But then again, I would say if you switched it to be a lot of it showing condoms, it kind of would set the bar for the rest of America. Mm. And maybe they would wear condoms more.
Yeah.
So it actually might help.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have a phone call. Let's see. That can't be the guest, though. It's too early. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. This is your long-lost friend from Colorado. How you doing, man?
Hey, Chris Brown. How you doing?
I'm still alive. Hey, first, I want to know, Bridget, when you got that dance, is there a video somewhere?
In her brain, there is.
In my brain, it was a very awesome dance.
Son of a bitch.
No, I actually didn't know that was allowed. Like, I was like, and I wasn't even in a back room. Like, I was just on the side of a wall. And I'm like, wait, they can really do this? Okay, I'm going to let it happen. Okay.
What do you mean, what happened? Like oral sex or something? Or fingers?
She stuck her fingers right in there. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
And
yep.
you?
Yep.
God damn it.
Really? And yep. she didn't mind? I mean, she wasn't worried?
She went for it. Wow. I let her do it.
Wow.
Okay. Why not? I'm not going to say no.
I'm telling you, every man's wet dream. Bridget has experienced it all.
again, there needs to be a video on that. Just saying, throwing it out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I was going to mention also on that Go Serious, now on that syphilis thing, the one guy that changed the stuff.
Yeah.
That is illegal.
Yeah.
I want to say assault and battery, but I know there's some other stuff to it. When I was active duty, I did some medical work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
he should
it's
be in
very
jail.
Illegal.
Yeah, I feel like because if you were, okay, for example, I know for a fact if you have HIV and you knowingly try and infect someone, you go to jail for murder.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I do know that. So,
well, that's attempted murder.
Yeah, murder. So being that it's syphilis, I don't know because it's curable, I guess you're saying. So I don't know. I don't know what it is and what isn't.
It is, but there's consequences to it. Like
what?
Oh, God, what was it? If you've had so many STDs or other stuff, chances are less you're going to get rid of syphilis, and syphilis also goes hand in hand with other diseases like chlamydia and other things. Yes, one brings in the other.
God dang.
Needs to. I'm amazed people don't wear condoms in the sex business. I really am.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. You know, but some people don't really care. You know, I mean, look at all the crazy things that people do for sex. You know, look at all these politicians and shit. It's just I think it's a really powerful natural force, sex that is, that makes people do crazy things. You know, I think it shuts down
like
your brain.
Get married. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And congratulations to you, by the way. Chris got engaged recently.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
I thanks, guys. I am very happy.
I'm sure.
Happy. So
you seem very happy.
I just got to find a job. I've been unemployed for a bit. So. Aww.
Really? Wow, man.
Yeah.
That sucks. You know, it's like so tough that You know, I don't know. How do people pay their bills like this? You know, I mean, fuck, you know. I mean, I'm working and it's hard for me to pay the bills these days, you know. So it's, well, I feel for
you. See, it's the way my past employer, and I hate those sons of bitches, got out of it a year ago when they were announcing layoffs, and it took about a year before I was let go. They said you either take the the settlement or the amount, a lump sum, payout, let's say, which is my severance, or you get fired. Well, I took the severance not knowing that if I take it, and I didn't find this out till I was unemployed, if I take it, I don't get unemployment, but if I get fired, I don't get unemployment.
Really? Yeah, it's just with being laid off, right?
Yeah.
It
wasn't much money, but what's that?
Wait, if you get fired, you get unemployment?
No, not here in Colorado.
Oh, Colorado.
Depends on
different.
What you get fired for.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I think it's like that here, too.
No, it's not, because I deliberately got fired on purpose because I wanted unemployment and I don't want to work there anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't want to quit. If I quit, I don't get it.
I'm not knocking you on this, but I went back to the unemployment office and spoke to the person who was handling me and said, because I worked my ass off and never been fired, I'm not going to get unemployment, and I paid into it. I mean, I literally was livid.
I'm sure. Shit.
So, yeah.
It's your livelihood, man. I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Wow.
I mean, there's porn. I could do that, but really, who wants to see a 43-year-old man doing porn?
You'll be surprised. I mean, there's like older men that do this all the time. I don't know who watches it, but they do. Yeah, well, you'd be surprised. We got people coming through here that are still working, you know, and they're in their 50s. So go figure.
I know. I listen. It's funny. I heard the one with Lexington Steel. I was dying. The guy is just funnier now.
Yeah.
He's really cool, actually.
Mark, too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Chris, thanks so much for calling, man. We're going to get a call from our guest in a few minutes, so we'll let you go. But thanks so much for calling, man. And again, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Thank
I know
you so much.
You deserve it and everything. And, you know, I'm really happy for you, man. So
thanks, guys. Take it easy. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Chris. Cool. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, life can be tough, man. Life can be very tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much for the strippers. So get this. I mean, there's a website that can tell you, that knows when you're home. And what they do is, this is based on that checking in that you're talking about, that you do
that
and stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So what they do is, look, there's all public records of, like, where you live, who you've been married to, who you're divorced with, who you might be related to. We've talked about that, right? That you can find this stuff online.
Right.
Yeah. So what they do is they just match all that information with your checking in, and then they can assume it's your house, you know? So, and then they'll
I don't check in at my house, though.
Yeah.
No one knows where I live.
Right.
So I don't understand. What do you mean? If you check in at home. So if you were to check in at your house. Some people do check in at their house.
Right.
They check in, they got home. So then they would know.
Yeah.
But I don't ever do that.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
I mean, confused.
Why would people do that, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, then they show a photo of your house and everything, you know?
Oh, so, on Google Images.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so bless you.
Thank you.
So they're saying don't check in your home, you know, because the whole fucking world will know where you live.
Oh, I learned that lesson. That's why I remember I had a stalker in the closet.
Yeah.
I didn't check in at my house. Uh-huh. What I did was take a photo of something outside of my house. It was that week that all the storms were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the trees had smashed on my roommate's car, literally smashed on my roommate's car.
Right.
And it was crazy. And I took a photo of it and put it on Twitter. Well, I didn't realize that you could Google latitude, like it could show you where it was. And a couple of days later, I'm like, oh, party at my house.
Right.
So everyone knew it happened on my street. Then you could see the party. There were tons of people all around, so they put it together. But yeah, always make sure when you tweet a photo or Instagram a photo, make sure your latitude is turned off so they can't find your location of where you are.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Latitude and longitude.
Yeah. It's crazy.
The coordinates.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Crazy shit, man. I'm telling you. God.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've been talking about rape and all this stuff, and they're still trying to get this guy to quit his race. You know, the one that was talking about quote-unquote legitimate rape and how women don't get pregnant mm-hmm. and stuff. So, I mean, he's like, you know, he's in deep shit, but he doesn't want to quit. So, anyway, what they're saying now is that I guess many states have laws that give parental rights to men who father through rape. Did you know that? In other words...
Wait.
If you get raped, then the guy gets parental rights.
What?
If you have
what?
If you have a baby.
Okay.
With
wait.
A lot of states, it's like that.
This is fucked up.
It is fucked up.
I guess it could work two different ways. Okay. If you get raped and you have the baby, mm-hmm. okay, then you know what? In a way, to give him parental rights,
mm-hmm.
You kept the baby. Right. So you know what? Fuck him.
Yeah.
Because guess what? He has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Make him pay for half this child. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, I want to be like, okay. On the other hand, I would get a restraining order and say he's nowhere allowed near me. Mm. But then again, I wouldn't want him to have parental rights because he might rape my kid.
Yeah.
So
you never
it's
know,
like
you know,
it's totally double. Like I don't know. I think what I would do. First of all, I wouldn't keep the kid if I were raped. It would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're holy roller or whatever, and you do. Because you're just going to be, I mean, let's say you have the kid, right? And mm-hmm. you had it because you were raped. You're not going to treat that kid like you normally would any other child that you have
right.
out of love. Honestly, you're not. You're going to regret that kid. You're going to be mean
right.
to it. Subconsciously, you don't want to, but you're going to. You're
you
going
so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, so why would they have the baby in the first place?
I don't know, but some holy rollers, this is what they do.
Yeah.
This is why it's just ridiculous. But mm-hmm. let's say they do. You know, the kid's going to grow up fucked up anyway, knowing that it was a rape that it was born into, you know?
Yeah.
But I would say, if this were the case, that they would... Parental rights? No.
Yeah.
But I would say you'd have to pay for the kid.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be anywhere allowed anywhere near it.
You're right. Let's get back to that. I think our first guest is calling. Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Troy Wiseman from Eco Planet Bamboo.
Hi,
yes,
how are you?
Was it Phil, did you
how
say?
How you doing?
Did you say Phil?
No.
Is your name?
No.
Troy.
Oh,
Troy.
I'm sorry. How did I get Phil out of here?
I don't know.
Yeah. Troy, where are you calling us from this morning?
From Chicagoland.
Oh, Chicagoland.
Chi-town.
Yeah. So this is cool. So you were involved in a project, and you wanted to... present this to our listeners and so forth. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is and how you came to be involved with it?
Okay, so the company that I own is called EcoPlanet Bamboo, and we're the largest supplier of bamboo, commercial bamboo in the world outside of China. And we basically, anything that wood can do, bamboo can do. So, you know, we're basically trying to provide substitute for hard tropical timber. So people stop cutting down the rainforest, they stop using trees, and bamboo is a grass. And so we provide basically timber bamboo, which is 75, 80 feet tall.
Wow.
Just basically like a tree.
Yeah, like a tree.
To, you know, basically the people that make flooring and make lumber and you know, use it for bioenergy and all of those things. So one of the things that we did is we just launched a t-shirt contest globally, and for people to come up with designs of t-shirts using basically bamboo designs for three different categories.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly to raise awareness of the benefits that bamboo does to mitigate climate change and to solve, eradicate poverty, because we can put these on degraded land that in areas where there's no jobs, like Nicaragua and African places that we have our plantations. So that was the idea behind calling in and just letting people know about EcoPlanet Bamboo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Western society, I mean, we don't see that much use of bamboo. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, Europe's getting heavier. You know, one of the main issues other than bamboo flooring is there just hasn't been enough supply. If you want to, all the manufacturers in the U.S., which now, you know, our clients, didn't, you know, if they wanted to buy cabinets or doors or even structural beams for their buildings, they had to buy finished products from China. They couldn't just buy the raw material and keep the employees working here in the U.S. Right. or, frankly, in Europe. And so we basically decided that we would be that provider and just started buying land that you couldn't grow food on, that was basically just degraded, tropical forest that was ruined or chopped down and burned, and started to plant timber bamboo. So yeah, so it's getting bigger. You'll start to see in the news, Kimberly Clark is now going to start doing 10% of their products in bamboo versus timber. Mm-hmm. Dell's going to be doing packaging now in bamboo, because it's a grass, right? So mm-hmm. instead of waiting 40 years and cutting down a tree, the more you cut bamboo, the more it grows, and it's mm-hmm. sustainable, right? You're cutting down a grass. Right. Not a tree that's going to take another 40 years to grow. So it's starting. Europe's a lot further ahead than we are here in the U.S.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So some countries do use it. Now, how did you get involved in this? Is this something that you did growing up, or did you somehow get into it later?
Well, I got into it later. The first company I had actually was right in your neck of the woods, a clothing company called Bum Equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the clothing business, and we had factories.
I remember that. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yep,
that was me.
Oh, that's cool.
So I sold that in 92. We went public. And then I basically took the capital to help other entrepreneurs for 14 years. I had a private equity fund. And was helping the entrepreneurs have an option from venture capital, which isn't real entrepreneurial friendly. And moved here to do that, and had a private equity firm, and then decided that I wanted to do something that had a little bit more meaning, and was just looking for something that had what I call a triple bottom line. So it made money, of course, because you can't change the world if you don't make money.
Right.
And it had environmental impact and social impact. So, I saw bamboo as that opportunity. It's growing. It gives a solution for a lot of the tropical timber being illegally logged. And I can put it in countries that have, $1 or $2 a day and change lives for the people on the ground. So that's really what it was. It was really to continue to be an entrepreneur, but to do it in a way that mattered to the planet and mattered to the people.
Yeah. Well, very noble. So tell us quickly about the contest, the T-shirt contest, and where what it's about and where people can enter and so forth.
Yeah, well, Global Bamboo Day is September 18th all over the world, and so you can, they can go to ecoplanetbamboo.com, mm-hmm. or they can go to the EcoPlanet, Facebook, and in both places we'll give you a how to enter, and you got three designs. You can do one bamboo, the timber of the 21st century. One is about the mitigation of climate change. And the other one is bamboo, how it drives positive social change. And you can read all about all of those things on the website. So if you're not familiar or you want some ideas, and then we will pick, basically there'll be a winner for each one of those categories. And they'll get $250. And then we'll take a winner from those three winners and award them $750. And then we'll give it out across all over the world on Global Bamboo Day. We'll promote it, it's a big awareness campaign.
Yeah.
More than anything. And so, what people need to know is anything you can do with wood, you can do with bamboo. That's what they need to know.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. I think we drove the message mm-hmm. across now. Okay. So everybody,
awesome.
Go to ecoplanetbamboo.com. Check it out. If you're into design and so forth, you probably should enter the contest. And come up with a T-shirt that'll be seen around the world. Okay, well, thank you so much for the information.
Thanks,
this has been
very
fascinating, and good luck to you with the bamboo.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I wasn't even aware of this, and now we have some kind of awareness about this.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to me to move towards that, and less towards cutting trees, like you said.
Absolutely. All right, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's amazing what people get involved in, it's really cool. And, trying to change the world, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like, trying to help the world and do a good thing and, Yeah, I mean, like, there's and being aware of the environment that's going on and really trying to, like, you know, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. No, I know. You know, I don't think much of the environment, but I think we all should think a little more about it because, you know, what happens is mainly you think, well, you know, I can't help, you know, whatever I do, I can't help. But, you know, I think in just like your daily life, you know, if you, you know, if you stop, if you start recycling, you stop throwing away, you know, stuff that's not degradable and so forth, you know, so I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, going back to that rape thing that we were talking about, you were saying that you wouldn't have the baby and that's it. So you'd solve the problem right there, right? Now, can you imagine if the rapist could sue you for aborting the baby? I mean, I wouldn't put it beyond those fucking people, man.
Yeah, but see, this is where it gets fucked up. Like, you fucking rape, excuse my language, but you rape somebody? Who the hell are you? Like, this is just, you're automatically a psychopath. Why aren't you in jail for raping me in the first place? And then all of a sudden you have rights? What?
Yeah.
No.
No, you're right. You're right. But how is it that they have laws that are okay with it in many states? I mean, what the hell is this? Who are the people that are making laws? You know? On the one hand, give a rapist the right to parental rights to his child. And at the same time, then, you know, go and bust people for, I don't know, whatever, marijuana. You know?
Right.
I mean, what the fuck is that? I don't know.
Wait, so I'm... And this is, we'll just say, this was a situation, when you were saying this to me, was it a situation that they're talking about passing this law, or it's already passed in a certain state?
No, it's passed. And then this woman telling her story, and she became a lawyer to fight this practice.
Holy fuck.
You know, and encouraged states to make it illegal.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, it's like, why, you know, I mean, why even bother? You know, I mean, people are like, you know, people are raping and they're, you know, and they're getting rights and stuff. And it's really irritating, man. It's really irritating.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, do you know anybody who's been raped?
Actually, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's devastating.
And
huh?
It is. And I remember when I was younger, I'll never forget this, I was at a really big party back home. And there's probably like, I don't know, 200-300 people, like on a golf course. And long story short, I mean, the girl that I was with, it was a friend of a friend. And she was very loose anyway. And guys knew that. And long story short, you know, we're through the party and we're hanging out. And I didn't really like the girl, but whatever. I stuck up for her. She got taken into a bathroom, very wasted. And I didn't realize there were four huge dudes in the bathroom. They locked the bathroom door. And then we heard screams from the bathroom, and we tried to break the door down, and I went and got a bunch of big people that I knew from the football team, and I was like, you need to come down here, because there's some ghetto gangster people in the bathroom that locked her in here, and she's screaming. So obviously, they're taking turns gang raping her, or whatever. And it was a nightmare. I called the cops, too. Which we weren't sure whether to do or not, because we were underage drinking, so it's like, some of us were, not all of us, but we were just like, should we not? Like, how do we handle this? I don't know, and it wound up just being like, they came eventually, and we broke down the door, and I had some huge football players that went in, and after them, I pulled her out while they beat the shit out of these guys, but then there was a huge brawl because they were part of a gang, so it was insane. It was like complete insanity.
Can you imagine how scary it
and
was for her?
And her clothes were ripped, and, you know, what they were saying was, well, then she shouldn't have been dressed how she was dressed. And she was flirting with one of the guys, and I'm like, and that gives you an excuse for all of you to go and gang rape her? Who are you guys? Like, it was really crazy, and then it was scary because I'm like, well, if you come after me, I will knife you, you know, but then I don't want to be raped, you know what I mean, like in the woods, because it was literally, we're near the woods, it was really scary.
Wow.
It was awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine being in that situation, and it's gross.
I know, man. And it's like, and it just happens so often, you know, either that or molestation or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, women are just being victimized all the time. And I guess it's always been like that throughout the ages. But you would think in our society, you know, women would be a little more protected. But that's the thing, is that when you have a free society and you want people to walk around free and do what they want, they also expose themselves, you know? But I just don't understand this, you know? Sometimes, you know, I don't know. I mean, to say that a woman invites this is totally ludicrous, because I don't think anybody wants to get raped.
No.
And if a woman dresses sexy or revealing or whatever, it doesn't give you any fucking rights to do anything.
Right.
Other than just look if you want. You know, but...
It's such bullshit.
Yeah. Did you hear this judge in Texas says that if Obama wins, there's going to be a civil war?
Why? Why would
well,
that?
Well, it's not surprised that he's from Texas, I guess. They're very Republican over there. But...
civil war, my ass.
Yeah. I don't know. Why is he saying that? Let's see.
People are tired of being broke.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing is that... But there's so many people that are still supporting him that it's amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, I've been reading some books on Obama and stuff, and it's pretty scary, you know. I mean, people don't really understand his agenda. They don't understand his ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really usurping the country of power. And, you know, and that concerns me a lot. I mean, you know, even if you say all these books are bullshit, but even if 1% of it is correct, it's worrisome to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got to remember, you know, people, I mean, a person is his background, you know, wherever
right.
they came from, you know, and he came from, you know, his father's from Kenya and he lived in Indonesia and so forth. So you don't know what kinds of things he's thinking, you know,
right.
but I mean, there might be like, you know, there's a lot of people that hate America because we're, they call us like, imperialistic, you know, that we colonize places. And
colonize
places. Yeah, you know, like the Europeans used to do.
How do we colonize something? I don't understand.
Yeah, because
what are we colonizing
because,
right now?
Because
what
we have influence around the world. That's what they're saying, that, you know, colonizing. But it's bullshit, you know. I mean, but people still go back, you know, to the colonial times when the British and so forth, you know. But you got to understand that this is part of people's past, you know, and they take it with them. And, you know, I don't know to what extent Obama is doing this, but you can see that he's bringing, he's taking us towards socialism, and that's scary. So maybe, you know.
I've heard of that. I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And that is scary. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but redistributing the wealth.
Which I think is bullshit.
Yeah.
You work for it, it's yours.
Yeah. But people don't understand that. You
right.
know? So I don't, you know, I don't get it and stuff, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. Civil war, man.
It's going to not be good. I really, in a way, like, I don't know. I mean, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, not if he stays. I don't think if he stays, it's going to get any better. You know? I mean, if anything, you know, the next 4 years will definitely let him complete what he started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just in California, we live around so many liberals that it's hard to speak your mind, you know, but against it. But the reality is that nobody that I speak to is better off than they were 4 years ago.
No.
So it's time to go.
Exactly. You know? And I agree with that, too, in a way. But it's also, I agree with that, I think. I just, there's got to be, I mean, again, you know, I'm not really involved in the politics. I'm not listening to all their debates. I really just don't care. But I should care. I'll care more when it comes closer to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm. Are you going to vote? You're going to vote, right?
Yeah. I'll figure it out when it comes closer. Yeah.
I know. It's like, you know, you ask yourself, is it really, am I really going to make a difference, you know? And
no, but everyone does, because if we all vote, then we're all making
right.
a difference.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm getting pissed off because your internet is shisty right now. I'm getting
really
annoyed. Yeah.
Mine?
Yeah.
Or is it your computer?
Because no, it's the internet.
Oh, really? Because the internet's working here.
No.
Yeah?
It's not. Not on D-Link. Not on the guest.
Not on the guest one? Okay.
No. So I'm frustrated, and I can't tweet about the guests calling in. I can't tweet people back, and it's really annoying.
I can't understand that.
You know, and Twitter doesn't work for me anymore. Like, I can tweet things, but I can't write anyone back. It doesn't let me.
Really?
I just, yeah.
Like the reply thing?
Yeah, I can't reply to anybody. Mm. It doesn't let me. It just, it like freezes. So I don't know if it's just my computer. I don't know. And I don't know how to do it on my phone. Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
You don't know how to tweet on your phone?
I can tweet, but I can't reply back. If someone writes me personally, I can't write back. I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
On the phone. It, like,
they write you personally? You mean a direct message or a tweet?
Yeah.
A direct message.
Yeah.
That it's private,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And you don't know how to reply to that?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
It doesn't let me like hit reply.
Right.
Like where it would on Twitter, but then Twitter here is all screwed up. It doesn't work on the computer, and right now I'm just really frustrated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I wish I could help you, but I'm on the other side. Yeah. Did you hear about the West Nile outbreak?
No.
Yeah. You know what it is, right? Those mosquitoes and shit.
Oh, I did hear about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently there's a really... the outbreak is the largest ever in the U.S. I guess more than 1,100 cases and 42 deaths have been reported.
Where?
All over the country. This is in this country, believe it or not.
Because someone brought them in from Asia or something, right?
Yeah, that's what usually happens. You know, that's why they always... stop you at the airport and want to see if you're bringing in food and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's still, but they're saying the peak of the epidemics usually occurred in mid-August, you know? So, and it takes a couple of weeks for people to get sick, so you never know. Here we go.
Okay.
Hold on. Before you answer me, I think we have on the line. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Dennis Franz calling for Sam.
Yes, Dennis. Good morning to you. Thank you for calling us.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm sorry I'm late. No. I was supposed to call you, I think, 2 minutes earlier.
That's okay.
Oh,
no problem.
Oh, you're fine. We were going off on a tangent about things.
Yeah, we
fine.
Always have something to talk about,
yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. One of us never shuts up.
Well, okay, well, I'm in a marriage like that.
So I understand you're calling us from Santa Barbara, right?
Well, actually, yes. I pulled over on the side of the road. I'm in Ojai. I ran out to Ojai, and I couldn't get reception, so I had to find a place. I got reception. I pulled over to the side and said, I got a call.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So you live in Santa Barbara. I mean, you sure picked a nice place to live.
Oh, it's beautiful there.
Not bad, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are in Montecito, and we love the Santa Barbara Montecito area, and we've had a home there since I guess 95 we bought, and during the course of NYPD Blue, we were just coming up on weekends because we had to be in Los Angeles throughout the week.
Right.
And each time we'd come up on a Friday night or a Thursday, and when we had to leave on Sunday, we were so sad and looked forward to the day when we could just pack up and come up permanently up here, and so we are.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, so the series was filmed in L.A.? It wasn't filmed in New York, huh?
No. We would film some exteriors in New York each season for about a week or 2 weeks, and then the majority of it was back in L.A., and I know that surprised a lot of people, and I look at it, and I'm still fooled. I look at it and say, that sure looks like it's New York. They did a great job with that.
It's funny they do that on so many shows. Like, even Dexter takes place in Miami, the same thing. They go there for exteriors, and then they come here and film everything on Dexter.
Yeah.
And we did that, too.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
There's so many shows that are like that, and... I'm always surprised.
Yeah, we did that on Dawson's. I was on Dawson's Creek. I work with that, and same thing. Like, we went up and filmed exteriors that looked like Boston, and we filmed in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So it was like,
So Dennis, now, have you always been an actor since you remember yourself, or did you do other things like wear a carpenter before that or something?
Have I always been an actor, did you say?
Yes.
Well, I guess the real question was, did you have a side, was your hobby like in carpentry? That was that like your main hobby?
Did you do like a normal job before you became an actor?
Never anything of any seriousness. I mean, jobs like bartenders and... I worked in the post office. I was for the world's worst postal delivery guy, and I just had jobs that really was just getting me through till I was able to make a living doing theater or acting, and so I've been lucky in that respect that I was able to do it after college, and after I had 2 years in the service, I went to Vietnam and then came back, and then pretty much got lucky after that. I kicked around for 1 year coming back, didn't do much of anything for a year, but just made an adjustment about being back stateside and being in civilian life again and not understanding why people aren't a little more welcoming to the vets that were returning from that war. That lasted a year, and then I said it's time to get off my rear end and do something, so I got together with some old college buddies and organized a couple of theater companies, and then I got involved with more established theater companies in the Chicago area, and legitimately was able to pay the rent and call myself an actor, and that was way back in, it was 71 or 2, about 72 was about when I started getting paid. So, been a long time that I've been just doing that.
Yeah, very cool. And you've had a long career and everything, and you're an Emmy winner as well. And go ahead.
I've been very lucky, thanks to NYPD Blue and Stephen Bochco and David Milch. They saw to it that we had a show that we could hold our head up high and be proud about, primarily through, and I made that connection with those guys during Hill Street Blues days, and was working with them on a regular basis over a period of years until NYPD Blue came along, and then that was the turning point. So yes, I got lucky and got a few Emmy Awards and some other acknowledgments, and it just led to a wonderful life for my wife and my family, and I am forever grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're being a little,
modest.
Modest, yeah, because, I couldn't find the word. You're being a little modest because I don't think it's all luck, you know. I mean, obviously, you know, especially in this industry, you really have to work hard and try to get people to notice you. So I think it's
well, you absolutely do. You're right, and I was the first one in my family to go down this crazy road, and it was the only thing that I really had a passion for other than sports, and this won out, and I knew that there was a lot of setbacks and a lot of disappointments and discouragements along the way. However, it's really what I love to do, and I was willing to accept the disappointments in hopes of something down the line to help me get started. And I had always heard and believed that success in the entertainment industry was for other people, and I didn't know who those people were. Didn't know a single soul in my family or past or anything that was associated with that, so it was just kind of striking out on my own, and I was led to believe that it was who you know, not what you know, but that turned out to be just the opposite, because if you do have something, and if you have something to offer, you will meet those people who are looking for new faces and new talent, and they're hoping to discover people. So I always try to encourage people who don't know where to start to just jump in with both feet if it's really what you love to do. And from that, you can get some experience, and hopefully you'll meet some people that are looking for talent, because everybody's out there looking for good talent. And you will become one of those who know people then after a time.
Yeah, definitely. Now, Dennis, we're running out of time, and I wanted to talk about the project you're involved in. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? It involves a house and design, and sounded fascinating. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. Well, my wife and I purchased the property. We found this real beautiful property in Montecito, and it's 2 acres. It was an avocado orchard primarily before that, and two beautiful acres overlooking the mountains on one side, and you can get an ocean view from another side. And so we were going to just redevelop it and build a home, and then we thought that the an opportunity to give back a little to the community and be participating in some of the worthwhile organizations there. Mm-hmm. And so we discovered the Junior League of Santa Barbara, which is a women's group to encourage women to be successful in a business atmosphere, and it's a very, very good organization, and they agreed to work with us with this Santa Barbara design house and gardens. And so we my wife primarily, I say we, I'm being very self-indulgent on that, because it was my wife has been the driving force behind this. Right. And she was able to get in touch with some 12 or 16 of the wonderful top designers around the country, and they've all participated in designing either a room or rooms or exterior or landscaping or something. And so this is a collaboration of many wonderfully talented designers and artists, and they've created a very beautiful home and setting in Montecito, and it's going to be open to the public starting September 13th through October 7th, and the tickets are $35 a piece. It's a tour of the property and the house, and see what these beautiful designers have done. All the information can be gained on www.sbdhg.com. That SBDHG stands for Santa Barbara Design House and Gardens. And you can get all the pertinent information regarding dates and particulars and prices and things.
Sounds cool. Fascinating.
So all the proceeds from the ticket sales, I wanted to say this, that sure, all the proceeds go to the Junior League of Santa Barbara. That's it's a win-win situation. Aww. Because they will benefit financially from that, and then the house will be for sale at the end of the tours.
Oh, okay. So so eventually it's going to be sold and everything, but you're giving people an opportunity to check it out first and see what all these designers have been able to do.
Yeah, and they've done some beautiful work. The house itself is 6,000 square feet, and it has a guest house, a cabana, and a beautiful pool, and a bocce court, and some gardens.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very cool.
You'll have to invite us down.
Yeah. Is there a picture?
Please, we'd love to.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, go to sbdhg.com and check out the house that Dennis and his wife put together. And, well, it sounds interesting. We're definitely going to go up there. I know that Brigetta likes driving up north.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I do.
So.
That would be great. Yeah, it's a beautiful area here, and we just love it.
Wonderful.
I'll have to definitely go. I would love it.
Yeah. Dennis, congratulations on this project, and It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and if you're down in L.A. ever, you're welcome to come in here and spend an hour with us.
And I certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Sure. And all the best to you, and thank you again.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Absolutely. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I like things like this. I like design, interior design, and things like that. It's really interesting, you know? And yeah, it's nice. You know, I mean, I think that's what happens, you know. After you do your career and everything, and then you look for ways to give back. And I'm hoping to get to that point one day, too, where I'll have a lot of money so I can give some back.
And I try and help and volunteer wherever I can. I do want to say that Troy did email us something, meanwhile, which was really cool. And the photos I just emailed you were amazing. If you guys go to ecoplanetbamboo.com, you guys can check it out. But, I mean, I'm talking the architecture he has done. This design is phenomenal, and it's all made from bamboo. It's really, I mean, you need to see this. It's sick. I'm really? Like, this is amazing. Yeah, I now grasp even more. And I'm going to post them on the Facebook page, and then you can put them, I email them to you so you can put them on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
But it is really cool. So
nice.
Yeah, I'm like you gotta like see the design. Like that's all.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That looks amazing.
It's incredible. And then there's a kitchen that was done out of it too, and I'm just kind of like blown away by it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's how you get attention, is get people to design something really cool, you know? And
yeah.
Wow, this is amazing.
All bamboo, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's fascinating.
People
yeah.
live in some nice houses, man. I need to start making money, really, to start enjoying my life
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Brigitta, that's all we have for today. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an L.A. Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.